Here we go, the Antlers and Hicks podcast number 44. Chris Huckabee from Huck Outdoors. Turned out to be a great little podcast at the end, but let me tell you, getting here was something else. I drove up to Little Rock this past weekend. The Delta Waterfowl had their expo. Great expo. I call it Duck City USA. Chris walked around. He shook hands. He kissed babies. Man, this guy networked the facility. I think he knows everybody in the industry. We recorded a video podcast there on site. Life was great. I got back to Union Parish, Louisiana. I listened to it and my heart sank because the audio was just garbage. The background noise there was too much for the program. It just sounded bad. I got with Chris. We decided we'd do it again. Came in here, recorded it. And I'll be honest with you, I was so excited to get this one down because it turned out the second one was even better than the first. And I listened to it again, my audio, I overpowered my mic. I don't know what happened. Well, actually, I know what happened. I had it set up just a smidge too high and I overpowered the mic and I almost didn't post it. I told Chris, I said, man, it turned out junk again. He's like, you got to be kidding me. I'm like, no, I'm serious. And I listened to it last night and I decided to post it. And I decided to post it for one reason. This is not about me. These podcasts are about the people that I bring on. It has nothing to do with me. I love to talk and I like to get people and what they're doing out there for other people to see. Kind of give them their 15 minutes of fame, I guess. And Chris Huckabee knocked this out of the park. I'm telling you, if you have a passion, if you have a hobby that you're trying to get into, or you may have a dream that you're wanting to go after, this podcast will light your fire. It has lit me a fire. It's rejuvenated what I do here for me. I love it. And I really, after listening to Chris again, I decided, you know what? We're going to post this. Life ain't perfect. I told you, when I start the podcast, you'll hear me say, if I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it right. Well, I believe in giving 100%, but some days you can only give 100% of what you got. And yesterday I gave 80% on this podcast when I recorded it. Let's see what we got now. I hope you like it. Let's chop it up. Chris Huckabee from Huck Outdoors.
Mm-hmm. So what I did was I took a love of duck hunting. Me and a good friend of mine up there in Union Parish, Chris Dodd, we run them woods and chase them ducks. We cleaning up guns and putting stuff away in the house. And I think my oldest son, Dawson, he said, man, we ought to start our own brand. And we've got some on there that's been with us since day one, because right out of the gate, I said, in order to have a successful brand, you got to have successful people attached to it.
Come on, get you some of it.
That's right. So what we've got today, we've done that this one time, Huck, but, you know, the background there wasn't the best. And I told Chris Huckabee, I wasn't going to put nothing out with Chris Huckabee's name on it that wasn't the absolute best. So we're going to do this again. How about it?
That's the only way to do it.
That's right. We're going to do it. Let's do it right, right?
Yep.
Absolutely. So the other day, I came up, man. I drove up to Little Rock. And I want to thank you for inviting me to come up there and hang out with you guys, man. That was an awesome time. That was an awesome time. You got a good group, dude. You got a real good group.
Hey, it was some grinding going on up there, bud.
Yeah. Yeah, it really was. Everybody up there was getting it, trying to make sure that the patrons had a good time and whatnot like that. So tell me about that Delta Waterfowl, man. How did you get in there and just tell us how the weekend went for you?
Well, first thing, I'm still trying to get over it.
I bet so.
That's about the longest 3 days ever. Well, 4 days, because we started setting up early. But, man, that was my second one to go to. That was our second Delta show to be up there in Little Rock. And they invited us back for this show here. And this show, we ended up with two more booths than what we had last year. And last year, we did well. We did very, very well. Met a lot of new people. We had our family and some staff members there helping us. And I thought we knocked a home run on the first year that we did it. And then on the way up there, me and my wife driving, and we pull in the trailer full of goods, and we set a goal that was a little above last year's. So I said, if we can meet that goal right there, hey, I'm happy with it. We get these hotels paid for, some inventory that we had last minute, call stuff, things like that. A lot of cost in that stuff. But she told me yesterday that we exceeded that goal by a lot.
So, oh, man, that's awesome.
I'm absolutely proud of it. I'm proud of the Delta Waterfowl putting that together. I read in an email today where it exceeded 25,000 folks.
Yeah, you know, I don't doubt that a bit, man. There was, you know, I was there Saturday morning, some Saturday afternoon, and it was packed from the time I walked in, the time I left. So, yeah, I can believe that.
Man, it was unreal. I had never seen a crowd at an expo show, and we've done probably four or five of these in the last 4 or 5 years. I try not to, I don't do a lot of them, maybe two or three a year. This was our first one this year. So, man, I've never seen a crowd of that capacity where it just looked like ants to me, just everywhere. It just unbelievable. And the vendors that show up to these Delta shows are quality vendors. It is the best of the best, large brands, small brands. Everybody that's in that arena, they're all 100% quality brands.
And they're taking care of the people who come in there and look at them too, man. I mean, I didn't see a time I walked past a vendor where if there was somebody in that booth, they weren't engaged with them. You know, they were right there on top of them, make sure they had what they needed, giving them information on the product. It's exactly right. What you're supposed to look good. That was a well-run event this past week. Yeah. How many other shows do y'all go to like this? I mean, you said two. What are the other two?
So we've been to say Buckmasters in Montgomery, Alabama. Buckmasters puts that together. That's a great show. And then last year they said, if you've been to Buckmasters, you owe it to yourself to go to the World Deer Expo in Birmingham. So we did Buckmasters, World Deer, Delta. We did all that last year. And then this year we had some other engagements that took over on those weekends, and we wasn't able to put those shows together. But I'm proud of this show. I mean, I am so tickled with this show. And then at the end of the show, they had their Delta committee members going around to each booth, shaking hands. We appreciate you showing up. How was the show? And then they give us the new paperwork for 2024. And you won't believe where it's headed to.
Where are we going, Doug? Where are we going next year?
Baton Rouge, Louisiana, to the Raising Cane's.
That's going to put a lot of our folks from South Louisiana in, man. That's going to be awesome. They're going to enjoy the fire out of that.
Yeah. I think it'll be just as big. You know, you get some of the Arkansas crowd and people. I mean, that thing draws people from there. I got buddies that were from New York, Illinois, Washington. It's drawing people from all over the United States. So we're going to be in the bottom of the boot next year. Will it still draw those big crowds of vendors and the population of people? I think it will. I mean, everyone loves Baton Rouge.
Yeah, I mean, we did years ago. I was with a group that went to the Louisiana Outdoor Expo in Lafayette. Yeah. And cuz, let me tell you, it reminded me a lot of that Delta show. Just, man, people on top of people on top of people. So I believe, you know, a lot of the population in the state of Louisiana is south in that Baton Rouge area and south. And then you're going to put people from Lake Charles and then Lafayette, New Orleans. I mean, you got, what's that, four major cities right there you're going to pull from. Yeah, I bet you we'll have a good turnout next year.
It should be. I really think it will be. I mean, it's the sportsman state. It's going to be, and I've already put in my request that we're going to add two more booths and we're going to be bigger than we were this year.
Man, that's going to be something to see. I'm going to come down there for that, cuz I'm going to make sure I'm going to come down there for that then.
Here, we're going to, it's our home turf, so we got to show out while we're down there.
That's right. Show up and show out and represent the state, man.
Right.
So let's talk real quick about you. You know, we talked about Delta. Let's talk about how you got to the Delta event. How did you grow? First off, give me some background on Chris Huckabee and then kind of segue into Huck Outdoors.
Well, my deal, you know, I grew up a lot up there in Union Parish, right there where you're at. Me and you school together. And I kind of tell my folks that, hey, you know, I went through the school of hard knocks. Once high school was over, I went straight to work in the wood truss industry. And that's where I have been since the day we graduated. I think I played around 3 or 4 months right there through the summer after graduation. And then Uncle called and he said, hey, I got you a job up here at Rogers Manufacturing. You're going to be building trusses. I jumped into that truss industry, building trusses, didn't know what they were. And I kept staying focused at that stuff. And he kept telling me, if you'll pay attention and want to take and want to grow in this industry, you'll be something at it one day. And I stayed at it. And I finally landed an office job where I have been in sales for about 22 years there now.
Golly, 22. It don't seem like we've been out of school that long, Chris Huckabee.
I know it, man. And so all that sales stuff that I've been learning the last 22 years, and then I've been in the outdoor industry, I have been in the outdoors since I was a little boy, especially growing up in Union Parish. That's all we did. So my old camping ground is where my heart and where my all my traits come from is Union Parish up there at Rocky Branch Hunting Club, Pine Island Hunting Club, running the Deluder, Bayou Deluder, all them places. You know exactly what I'm talking about. So yeah. All those places there had instilled into me what I'm still knowledgeable of today is that's just I'm outdoors. I'm running the woods. I'm running the river. I'm going to do something in the outdoors. And about 2000, you know, I went through life there. I had kids and we started raising little ones and this and that. So you don't get to do a lot of hunting and it kind of, you focused on life. And then next thing you know, these boys and girls that you got now, they a little bit got some age on them and it might allow you to do a little hunting from time to time. Mm-hmm. So what I did was I took a love of duck hunting. Me and a good friend of mine up there in Union Parish, Chris Dodd, we run them woods and chase them ducks all over the country. And when I got back to where I was at an age to be able to afford to go duck hunting, we all know it's expensive. When I could afford to go duck hunting, I always told myself, man, if I could ever afford one of them duck leases somewhere, man, that's what I want to do. I want to be in a duck lease, all this public ground chasing, we getting shot at, and it's just too many folks. I said, my gosh, if I can afford to be in one of them leases, I want to get one of them leases one day. So we was able to get in a lease 2009, 2010. And I've been staying in that program. We just been running ducks and ducks and ducks. I didn't get to do a lot of deer hunting over the last 10 or 12 years, but we've been chasing ducks. And in that, I started meeting a lot of people in the outdoor world that own brands that ask me to wear certain things when I go and they put my kids in these boots or whatever. And I ended up on some what they call pro staff type stuff. So that being in that kind of started shedding some light, and I did that 5 or 6 years, and next thing you know, we in here after duck season in 2019, we cleaning up guns and putting stuff away in the house, and I think my oldest son, Dawson, he said, man, we ought to start our own brand. Everyone's called you Huck all your life. They've called me Huck all through baseball. Noah's being called Huck. He's 12 years old. And I just thought, man, what, you know, surely not. You know, I'm so busy with my day-to-day stuff. I don't know what it would take to even build a brand. I knew a little bit about the knowledge because I had been involved with Bandit and some other brands. I'd go to shows with them. And, you know, I kind of seen how the wheel rolled with that, but I didn't know if I was ready to actually jump in and start my own gig, but about 2 or 3 weeks of working and going to sleep at night and then thinking about it over and over and over, Huck Outdoors, Huck Outdoors, Huck Outdoors. And the next thing I know, I called the family in the living room one day and I said, we're fixing to start our own brand.
And my man, that's awesome.
My wife was like, what do you mean? I said, we are fixing to start a lifestyle brand that is comparable to what I think the outdoor industry is. And I want to put stuff out there that people love to see. You know, I want it to be real. Pictures that I take, if it's on a t-shirt, whatever, but I wanted it to be real to us because our last name is on the brand.
That's right.
Man, we just kept at it and kept at it. And I finally said, let's do it. Pull the trigger. So off to the races we went.
Yeah. You know, and it's important, I feel like, for me. You know, I've got my name and my brand.
Right.
I know you go through them, cuz. Everything, yep. You're like, man, I just want to call this in today. I don't feel like it. But when it's got your name on it, it means something, man. You're like, man. Yep. And you dream a little deeper.
You catch yourself working harder at it because it is tied to you. So you want to put the best out there that you can possibly do for yourself and the fans that want your products, or the ones that don't want it. That's the ones that I want to have the product. The people that don't know of me or Huck Outdoors are, well, I've been wearing this for a long time. That's fine. But, I want you to have my stuff. Just want a little bit of everybody to have it.
That's right. You chase the market you don't have, man. That's what you got to do.
That's it,
what
man.
You got to do. So how hard was it, man, to get a foothold, like getting started? Was it hard? I mean, or did you kind of start rolling really good?
It was difficult because – number one, I knew nothing about apparel. I knew nothing about the industry on how to buy product, how to market it and sell it. I just knew from these other brands that I had been seeing for years, you know, I kind of was like, dadgum, those are big, big brands. You know, they're hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of product. And man, I was just like, how do you go about doing this? And I reached out to some people that I call mentors that, and even with some of those brands I represented, and they were nice enough or liked me enough to give me a little insight on, I ain't gonna give you the whole cookie, but I'll give you a little bite off of it. So I'd get a little information and I'd store it and I'd think about it. And then, I mean, being in sales and being involved in what I do on the day to day, I wasn't like completely dumb to it, but once I started getting a little niche here and there and then finding out that this guy could do this for Huck Outdoors or this lady over at this warehouse in Pennsylvania could do this for Huck Outdoors, then the wheels started rolling. Mm-hmm. And all I needed was a logo because I could not envision what a logo would look like for Huck Outdoors. I asked my wife, the kids, and we're all drawing on the kitchen table. We're trying to sketch something up. And I said, you know what? I know whose hands to put this in. I got a good friend of mine in Union Parish named Brian Craighead that is a graphic designer. Mm-hmm. And I knew Brian from back when we went to school. Then me and him reconnected in my dirt track racing days. He used to print my stickers for race cars. And he had a shop up here on 165 North in Monroe. And I drove over there one day and went in his building. And I said, Brian, I want a logo for Huck Outdoors. H-U-C-K, Outdoors. And I need a logo for it. And I have an idea. And he said, what's your idea? And I said, go ahead.
No, that was truly in my throat. Keep going, baby.
Okay. So I told him, I said, Brian, I got an idea. And this is where it stems from. All of my work and career in the truss industry, I didn't go to college. It's been the school of hard knocks. But everything I deal with every single day are house plans, hotel plans, whatever project I'm working on. It has an engineer's stamp on that set of plans. It looks like a notarized stamp. And I thought, that is it, because I wanted to go to college. I wanted to be that engineer. It just wasn't in the cards for me to go to a college somewhere. I took off working. So me and Brian sat down and I took a picture of a set of plans and brought it to him. And I said, I want that stamp, that engineer stamp on those plans with an H in it. And I want that to be my logo. And he said, hang on, cuz, I got you. So me and him went to work. And about three or four drafts of it, we finalized one, and that's the one on that shirt today.
Dude, that is awesome. And Craighead does a good job too, and it does look like a stamp.
Yep, he did. He did it as that exact, like a notarized stamp from an engineer on a set of plans, and that's what we rolled with. And people, when I tell them that, they're just like, wow, I cannot believe that. It's not a duck. It's not a deer. It's our stamp. I mean, this is, that's us right there. So yeah. It feels good.
I'm telling you, man, that is awesome. I love that. That is absolutely homegrown. That's good stuff, Chris. That is outstanding.
Where it came from. And Brian being in that industry, Brian kind of helped me and guided me a little bit on how to graphic and draw and things like that. And, you know, I've always been able to sketch up some things and halfway look decent. I just needed a graphic guy just to put it on that computer where a t-shirt machine can print it.
So, I know that's right. So let me ask you real quick, man. I mean, is there one, for instance, like, do you remember a time where maybe you're going down the road or you got a call about an order or something to get you were like, holy crap, this is going to be a game changer for us. You remember anything like that?
Yeah, that first year that we were in business, when we got an LLC and it landed in March of 2019, March, April 2019, we got an LLC through the state for Huck Outdoors. I said, we're going to put these four hat styles out there now. And I had two t-shirts with this logo on the front and big on the back. And I had four hat styles. They were two side logos and two center logos. And I sent it to a guy in Texas. He produced our hats and shirts. I put it out on Facebook, and a bunch of buddies from Union Parish, a bunch of buddies from Washita Parish right here central around the house, they would give me orders off of Facebook, and I would put them in the notes section of my phone. And when them hats would come in, I'd go to that notes, and I'd say, well, he got a hat, he got a shirt, he got a hat, he got a shirt. And I'd text them boys up, meet me up here at the store, and I'll meet you and bring your hat to you. So I went to just trading stuff out the back of the truck, getting these hats, getting these deals. Well, about May or June of that same year, I had run into a friend of mine that she is a major part of Simmons Sporting Goods. And I will give her credit a long, long time. Her name's Lindsay Simmons. And I knew her through working other shows with Banded and just going to Simmons Sporting Goods a lot. So I ran into Lindsay at a birthday party of my little niece's birthday. And didn't really know her just a whole heck of a lot, but knew her enough to go up, give a hug, hi, you know, that kind of stuff. So she heard of Huck Outdoors somehow or another. Maybe I had a hat on that day or something. She said, hey, bud, what's this Huck Outdoors stuff I keep hearing about? I keep people walking in the store. They got a little Huck hat on, and everybody tells me that's you. Is that you? And I said, yes, ma'am, that's me. And I said, we got a few little shirts, a few little hats, nothing big, just a little hobby I'm doing, try to help pay for a little hunting expense. And she said, I will back you 110% if you ever grow big enough to get product that you think you're at a size to put into a retail shop. And I'm just like, you've got to be kidding me. We're going to have product in Simmons Sporting Goods? No way. And man, we're in there heavy as ever. I'm almost 5 years into this, 4.5 years into it. And that was our first order to any size that I was so proud of that I was just like blown away.
That is pretty cool. I mean, the largest sporting goods store in the South, right here at home, and you got their support, dude. You can't beat that, dude. Can't beat that.
It was unbelievable. Unbelievable. So I, you know, and she would deny it, but I'm sitting here thinking, man, I got to give a little credit to this big store here in town. You know, they pushed my product. I'm a little bitty brand. You walk in that store, I had one little hat deal that's set up there by the cash register section. It's still there today.
Yeah.
And it holds 12 hat styles. And right over here, we had a little old clothing rack, and I think we had four or five styles of shirts on there. Graphic t-shirts. And man, that was a blessing. That was a huge blessing to us. And that made me want to work harder to search out other stores like that to go to and introduce our brand and put that product in other stores.
So, dude, that's awesome. That is awesome. So you've grown this thing now to, you know, it's, I don't know what you'll call it. I'm going to call it pretty good size. I think it's pretty good size anyhow. I mean, you're a blessed man, and I know you know that. But you've got a few ambassadors. This was a big deal because I saw how those ambassadors this weekend really tie into your brand. You got some good ones. Tell us about a few of them.
Yeah. Those guys and girls are men and women. They're the backbone of the social media side, the marketing side. And we've got some on there that's been with us since day one, because right out of the gate, I said, in order to have a successful brand, you got to have successful people attached to it. And we select, how am I going to say this, Greg? It is, we don't just go get every single buddy that's got a shotgun or a pickup truck and sign them up as an ambassador. And I wish I could, but that's not what our program's about. What we do is we hand select about once a year, 5 to 6 individuals that we know would fit in this family is what we call them family. And, there's a bunch of them I've never met, and there's a lot of them that I've hung out with and had dinner with and went places like we did the Delta show and invited those folks to come up. But I think that those men and women are so strong for us because they have a presence on social media. It's all about the social and who you can put this logo in front of or introduce the brand, you know, as well. And, they do a fine job, and we do what we can on our end to help support them as well. If they're going to help us grow, we're going to help them grow. So we went through a lot of trial and error over the last 4.5 years with that program. But today and this year, we stand on good solid ground with our ambassador program. You can call them pro staffers, ambassadors, influencers. I like to call them ambassadors. It seems to be just a good strong word for the program. So, man, we've got them all over the United States, and we have emails daily from people wanting to be a part of this program.
Yeah, I tell you, I noticed that a while back. I'm like, who are these people? He's getting a model for him, right. And then I'm gonna tell you, because you picked a good group, because you can tell they go above and beyond to make sure they are representing, showcasing your products, and doing a good job. So you got a good group, because I got to be honest with you, real good people.
And that's what I try when I talk to them and we're having conversations together about things that I would like to see them do. My thing is all I want them to do is just act like they own it. That's it. Just be an owner of it and just do it exactly like I would do it. And I know I'm not going to get that all the time because I'm built different, but I just ask that if you're going to be a part of this team, just take the reins and run with it and act like you own it, and you'll do very well. And that's so far, that's what we've gotten.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I tell you, man, like I said, they're pictures. And I'll be honest with you, I want you to give them real quick and go talk about something you kind of halfway mentioned earlier, pictures. You came when we had the buck contest at Simmons. You're floating around. You're behind the camera. Right. Kudos to you, because you really have a good eye behind that camera.
Man, I try. With an iPhone camera, I've always loved to shoot stuff, you know, and take pictures here and there of the kids and hunting. And, you know, you want to build them memories through a photograph or whatever. And, man, last year I was like, shoot, I've been knocking around with this old camera I got for a long time. Everybody's talking about this new digital mirrorless, all this good equipment. So I jumped out there and bit the bullet. Buddy of mine up in Georgia, he was about to upgrade. And I said, well, he's got the exact same equipment I want. So I bought that stuff off of him. And, man, I was like, I don't have time, but we'll see how this goes.
Yeah, it does take a lot of time to get to know, because, you know, the first thing you want to do is take one like that and just put it on automatic. Right. But when you go to messing with those manual settings and learning how the shutter speed works and how all that stuff, it really, really makes a difference in the camera, the way the pictures turn out.
And I started thinking, you know, it only makes sense for me to own camera equipment at our warehouse where we're at. We're always setting product up for little neat displays to take pictures of, to send in a catalog or whatever. So it only made sense for me to own camera equipment. But I didn't know it was going to get to the extent that it's at now because I've become obsessed with it. Yeah. But I enjoy it. I really do.
I tell you, I like to take, when I am fortunate enough to take an animal or catch fish, something like that, I try to take quality photographs of something I'm solid on. That's my passion, just making sure I like to do it mainly just paying reverence to an animal and absorbing the moment. And yep. I mean, people will fuss and be like, man, why you want to take so much time to take a picture? Come on, take that up, take this picture. But I'll tell you what they never fuss about, Chris Huckabee, is when it turns out good. They don't never fuss when it turns out good. Send me that. I'm going to make that my profile picture. Yeah, I bet you do.
Yep. So. Sure. Absolutely. But I'll tell you, back to that ambassador deal, and we had a guy from Cheyenne, Wyoming, good friend of mine. He invited me up to his place, went turkey hunting. I went up there and killed a Marion bird with him back earlier in the spring. And buddy Aaron from Arkansas over in Camden, he showed up. We got these girls coming, and the next thing you know, we got a whole booth full of people that I really didn't even know was coming, but they're there to support us. So big thumbs up to the crew, the Huck crew, Huck team. Or showing up and showing out.
Yeah. Y'all, that last photograph y'all took where everybody was together, man, that was a good crew. That was a good group.
Yeah, they're solid. Solid folks.
So we know you got an online presence. So where can people, how far out? We know you got a local presence here in North Louisiana. Do you extend in stores farther than North Louisiana?
Yeah, we extend. I'm going to say we've got the South kind of covered, because you can go to El Campo, Texas, and find us in stores there. You can come all the way across the state in East Texas and find us in stores. You can get into Arkansas, southern part of Arkansas, find us there. Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Tennessee. I mean, I want to say that we're in 52 locations currently.
Man, that's awesome.
That blows my mind to say that, because someone might would say, man, that's not a lot of stores. Well, when you do it as a family and you don't have employees, come over here and help us fill those 50-something store orders that we're doing here. We're going to run back up there in a little while. So it's a lot, man. I start thinking 50 stores, holy cow. You've got to be kidding me.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Because I still feel like, and I want to feel like, we're still the little guys. We're just a small brand, a family-run brand that's just trying to make a lick. That's it. It's all
just trying to make a lick. That's what I'm talking about. Just hit a lick of something. Let's get it going.
Man, we hit a lick of something. And that, like I said, we just tried to start a brand for mimic our lifestyle, the way that we do things in the outdoors, pay for a little hunting expense. We're going to send some folks on a trip. We're going to donate to some people that need it worse than us. We got a lot of programs that we just try to give back to the community to help a lady that's got cancer, help a man that's got bad times over here, some kids that need Christmas. We're going to do Huck Christmas for them. So that's what Huck Outdoors is all about. That's what we do. It ain't all about selling as much product as we can, trying to fill a bank account up. It is trying to create a brand and give back a little something, a knowledge or whatever we can do to help out.
So, we know you're the face of Huck. I mean, you're there, you're Huck, but it ain't just a kind of what you were alluding to earlier. You said, we're about to go back up there. Unless you got a mouse right in your pocket, you got some other people back there helping you out. So go ahead and tell us who we got back there giving you a hand. Because I know one of them. Actually, I didn't say all of them except Baby Girl this weekend, and all of them was hustling.
Yeah, man. It's my wife, the rock of the whole deal, Molly. She's going to be there. She's there on the daily, taking care of orders, printing this, ordering supplies for this. Because I get so caught up in all the daily stuff that I'm involved in, that I can forget something as simple as, man, we done run out of hat boxes. I can't even ship a hat tomorrow because I done run out of boxes. I didn't I done let myself run slam out of polymeller bags for t-shirts or whatever. So she jumps on board and runs at the end of it for me, office stuff, printing orders. And then during the school year, when the kids are in school, well, we got football. We are family. We got football. We got cheerleading. We got this to go to or this to go to. But we still got to fit the couple of hours at night to run up there to that warehouse, print orders, or run up there on my lunch break. Whatever it takes, we're going to get the job done between myself, Molly, Noah, Kennedy, and Dawson. So, man, it's just all everybody's hands-on. It's very much hands-on by everyone.
And that's what it takes. You know, you have to have that. You know, you can't, you know, one person ain't gonna be able to do something like this by themselves, you know. And I'm glad that you got them kids out there working and getting out there getting it, because they gotta learn eventually how it's gonna be getting out there getting it. So you got good hands on training right there, babe.
Yep. And they're all in. I mean, you saw Noah this past weekend. He's up there running a cash register, taking payments in. I got my little old dog barking over here. Kennedy, grab her. I'm sorry about that. But
that's all right.
No, we got Noah. He's up there running the cash register this weekend, swiping credit cards. I've taught him all of that, and he loves it. He loves numbers. That's his role. Him or Dawson, one, they're going to be running the cash register at these shows. Me and Molly, I'm going to be off shaking hands.
Oh, we know that.
And doing all this. Molly going to be helping. If a t-shirt's messed up, she's going to refold and stack it in the shell. Man, it's just everybody, without having to tell somebody what to do, everybody knows what to do. Does that make sense?
That's awesome. I love that. Yeah, that makes sense. That's a well-run organization, and that's people who have accountability and ownership of their brand.
Yep. And look, even people – heck, you and Matt Holloway Photography showed up, and I look up one time, and he's over there helping Molly stack shelves and put inventory back out. And man, people just show up, and they just know what to do. Somehow or another, it works, man. We're blessed. It just works, and it's not always smooth sailing, boys. Days I come home, I am livid about something. Something didn't go right for Huck Outdoors, and my God, man, I'm just ready. We shut the whole thing down, but gather my senses back up, and it's not that difficult. I mean, it runs, and we're just going to steadily mash on the gas.
There we go. Now, mash on the gas, that's a saying. We finna transition into this. Huck Outdoors is growing, and now all of a sudden you decided you wanted to take on a new challenge. And wow. I like this challenge. I personally like this challenge because – it's something I need stuff like this a lot, you know, because it's living in this world today, man, it's tough. You can get down, and it's only up to you to get yourself out of that hole. And this 318 Motivate, this brand that you've got, I love it. I love it, man. So tell us about 318 Motivate.
Man, 318 is you know, 318 is half the area code for the state of Louisiana. It's North Louisiana right here where we grind every day. And me, you, we got a slew of partners that we grew up with, men, women, you know, all of our friends. 318 Motivate come from, that is my deal. So what in the industry that I'm in, you got to hit the ground running every single day to sell the product that I do in the wood truss industry. And you got to be competitive. You got to be dang good at it, and you better know what you're talking about, because they can see right through you, these contractors, and you got to stay motivated every single day that you wake up. And I kept thinking, you know, along about 6 months ago, I said, you know, I had an uncle who was dear to me, passed away a couple of years ago, and me and him worked in the industry together, and every day of my life that I would see Uncle Stevie, Gerald Rugg, I called him Uncle Stevie. Every day that I'd see that man, he always had a saying for me to kind of give me a little juice, give me that extra little bump that I needed. Because he could tell if, you know, today sucked, man. You know, he'd say, don't fight it, man. You got to stay focused on what you, the task at hand. Stay focused, brother. Just dust off that crap. Don't worry about it. And move on to the next job. Don't worry about that one. That one sucked for you. Go get the next one. So he would, and that kind of stuff always started just imprinting in me. I guess I'd say it was imprinting. So as I have grown, I got younger folks under me now that I get to tell that to, that I get to pass on some motivation, inspiration. If your day sucked, you might hear from me, and it just may be a little, hey, dude, just want to let you know that you're doing a dang good job at what you're doing. Head up. Let's roll, baby. Just some good inspiration, motivation. And 6 months ago, whenever I started thinking about it, well, can't sleep at night because I keep thinking about 318 Motivate again. So I created an LLC and we started a brand. And what it is simple t-shirts. Most of them, well, all of them, they're black, good fitting t-shirts that just have a motivational or inspirational quote on it. I say it a lot. You meant all gas, no brakes. That's probably something you hear across the world, but to me, it means a lot because that's literally what I do every day. It's all gas, no brakes. There's no brakes. I can't stop. Light bill's still coming. You got to feed this family. You can't hit the brakes, cuz. You know this. Mm-hmm. And so we started that brand, and I started putting it out there, got some friends helping me. I'll get texts from mentors of mine that say, hey, put this on shirt. Excuses are results. So, yeah. Man, stuff like that really matters to some people. And that brand may not be for everybody, but to me, it's kind of just, man, you almost think everybody needs a little bump, little motivation, something to kind of help get you going. Big thing to me is we got a shirt that says pray hard. Mm-hmm. Man, how important is that?
Yeah.
Pray hard. Just do, you know, be about it. All that kind of stuff, you know, it's just inspiration for, it's just good stuff.
You help me out a lot. You don't even know it some days. It's almost like divine, I guess, because I'd be down, man. I mean, there's some days I'm scraping bottom of the floor like a piece of gum.
Yeah, right.
I get a text from Chris Huckabee. And you're like, let's get it. And you got that talking head and a microphone. And I'm like, let's get it. I mean, you've done that before. And I'm just like, man, you know, you need that. And so this 318 Motivate, man, I commend you for taking this task on, because it's something I need. And I know a lot of people in this area need, you know, we need a little bump, because it's a tough time in this world. And if you don't put a good foot forward and try to keep your head above water, you know, you ain't going to make it. And any bump you can give a buddy, that goes a long way.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Greg. That brand really means a lot to me, because I've had, when I think of 318 Motivate, I think of those mentors that were there with me for all those years. Some are still here. Some have passed on. And, you know, even the older guys that I sell trusses to that are 20, 30 years ahead of me in this business or anything, you know, a 20 or 30 year older man that's a buddy of mine can teach me and you probably more than we ever need to know. So I always, man, I grab that knowledge and I try to hang on to it and just keep working hard, man. That's all it is. We ain't got but one life to live. You might as well work hard at it and try to be the best person that you can be for yourself and for everyone that's in your circle.
Yeah. Well, look, man, I called you the mayor of, I was sitting there the other day and I was telling somebody, I said, man, that wasn't nothing but Duck City, USA when I walked in that place. So I'm calling you the mayor of Duck City, USA. You were walking all around that place, shaking hands. Probably, I thought that you were running for some sort of political office I was going to vote for here at the end of the show. But
yeah.
I appreciate you coming on and talking to us tonight, man. We done bumped up on about 40-something minutes. Can you believe that? I can't believe we talked 40-something minutes.
We're having good times, baby.
That's it. Well, look, thank you, and I hope you have a great rest of your week, brother.
You too, man. Appreciate you.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You did good, man.